All right, I'm here with Debbie from the Microsoft Hardware Group, and we are
Hey.
sequestered in a secretive room in the Palazzo.
That's right.
CES starts
We
tomorrow night.
blindfolded you, so you wouldn't even know what
I have
room.
no idea where I'm at, how I got here. I was drugged. And
Exactly.
so we're looking at a new piece of hardware. This is going to be
Right.
announced tomorrow in the keynote.
It's going to be tomorrow. Now it's tomorrow after the keynote.
Okay,
Yep.
today for you, if you're
Yes,
watching this.
that's right.
And so tell us about this.
This is the Microsoft Touch Mouse. I can't help but pick it up. Sorry, it's like a piece of art. This is the first multi-touch mouse that we've come out with. This is exclusively for Windows 7. Will only work with Windows 7.
Okay.
And you can see it's got this grid pattern here on the top. That's where the capacitive sensor is, and that's where you can do gestures with one, two, three fingers or your thumb.
And that grid pattern, you can feel that with your finger?
You can. So it has a tactile feel. If you're looking at your screen, you're still going to be able to feel where you are on the mouse to
Okay.
do your
And
gestures.
the grid look on this looks familiar. So if you were
Yep.
watching some of the things that we played with last year,
Exact,
this
right.
is the capacitive mouse, right?
Right. This came out of our Mouse 2.0 research that we talked about with you last year. And this was the cat mouse out of the five mice that we were looking into. So the this grid pattern on the top mimics the capacitive sensor that's underneath. And so that's just a fun way for us to bring that design element up to the top
Very
and
cool.
also
And
make it useful.
it's a wireless mouse.
That's right.
And the dongle for it.
This is a nano mouse, nano dongle. So it is this small, the smallest receiver on the market,
Okay.
but still gets great range.
And the Arc mouse has a little place to hold it. Does this mouse have a secret spot to hold that dongle?
It does. On the bottom of the mouse here, you see the on-off switch, blue track sensor there for scrolling or for moving your mouse, and the nano receiver goes right into the slot here, and then it's a spring-loaded slot, so you just
Yeah.
push it to unload it.
Very nice. And what can you do with this mouse as far as gestures?
We've categorized them as one finger gestures, which allow you to manipulate the document you're in. So moving the cursor horizontally, vertically, or in any direction. So
Okay.
you can pan through that, and I'll show you that. And with two fingers, you can maximize, minimize, minimize down to your toolbar. You can swipe left or right to snap a document left or right, which is a key feature that users are really enjoying in Windows
Yeah,
7.
very cool. Okay.
Oh, and then three fingers, I should
Yeah.
continue.
All
Three fingers, you can do three fingers down to get to your desktop quickly, and
right.
it'll minimize everything down to the toolbar, the taskbar. And then with three fingers up, you go to your task switcher and you can switch to the document you have open. What we've seen in research is that people typically have 5 to 12 documents open at a time. So this allows you to move fluidly through those.
Very cool. Can we see it in action here?
Yeah, definitely. So I have a number of documents open here, which is the way most of us work. And I'm going to start with one finger gestures. So I have IE9 open here. And you can see I can scroll quickly through the page and I can stop it at any time in the document. And then I can scroll in any direction with my finger here.
So it's got some inertia. You can flick it and then just
Exactly.
stop it.
Flick it and stop it. It responds to how slow or fast you move your finger, which is really nice. And then my thumb, another one finger type gesture, I can go through my history. I can page back and forth through my history to get to the websites that I've recently looked at. So that helps. In this instance, I'm looking at the zoo website to look at what times they're open, what their address is, so I can put together a field trip for my kids. Now what I can do with two fingers is I can maximize that window to full screen with just two fingers up.
Very cool.
And then, yeah, it's really fun. And then I can minimize that back down. If I do two fingers down again, that takes it down to the taskbar. Now if I do two fingers up, it restores it. So it's very fluid, and once you start using it, you're just addicted. You can't
Yeah.
stop using it.
Have you been using it for a
I
while? You're
have.
stuck now.
I am
You can't
completely
go
stuck.
back.
I can't go to another mouse. I start doing gestures on it and think, why aren't you responding?
Yeah.
So now if I do two fingers sideways, do a swipe motion like this, it snaps it to the left.
Cool.
If I snap it again to the left, it'll snap right again to restore.
So it's like the Windows arrow key.
Exactly. that's what it's based on. Because this is exclusively for Windows 7, mm-hmm. so we're doing it in the ways that are familiar to the Windows users,
yeah.
and that helps them get their work done more quickly. So if I snap this, then I can take a Word document and snap that to the right, and just swipe to the right, so it's very logical as well, and then compare those, take the times and address out of here, paste it over here, that type of thing. And then if I want to continue working on the Word doc, I can then just make that full screen and do that. Now let's say I want to close everything. So now I'm going to manipulate my whole desktop. I do 3 fingers down, gives me my desktop. 3 fingers up then gives me a task switcher. And now I can just scroll through in any direction and pick what I want to select
by a left
click.
Now when you scroll through, are you using the capacitive part of the mouse kind of like a touchpad?
Exactly.
Very
right,
cool.
And that's
nice.
All on this portion here. And then to select the one I want to select, I left click, which mm-hmm. is very familiar as a regular mouse
yeah.
would do. So now I'm in PowerPoint. If I put this in presenter mode, you can see how easily I can just back and forth through the slides.
And how are you doing that? You're doing a thumb
gesture?
I'm
doing a thumb gesture. Page up, page down. So I'm doing a thumb gesture to just scroll through my slides.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's so fluid. It just becomes part of the way I'm talking. I don't have to, you know, click a button or anything. It's nice because at work we do PowerPoint presentations on
here
a daily
there.
Basis,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Right. So there's no click. It's just fluid.
And when is this going to be available and how can people get it?
The Microsoft Touch Mouse will be available in stores in June, and it'll be available broadly. People will be able to start pre-ordering it in January at Amazon.com or MicrosoftStore.com.
Great. Thanks for showing us this today.
You're welcome.
And now you have to hood me to get me back out of here.
That's right.
Excellent. Thanks.